yesterday's Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explained the two levels and the two types of Avas Hashem that are called Ava Rabba and Avas Olam. Ava Rabba, the Alter Rebbe said, is the higher level Ava. It is an Ava that is an Ava B'Tainugim, an Ava of delight, which means that he has and he is close to that which is the object of his Ava, of his love, because pleasure comes only from closeness and from availability of the object of the love, whereas ordinary love is the pursuit and the longing for that which is beloved. So the first level, the higher level of Ava, Ava Rabba, is number one, Ava B'Tainugim. It is a love of pleasure, of delight. Secondly, Shehi Shalheves Ha'elam Me'aleha. It comes from itself, of itself. It's not something that a person can produce through understanding and through contemplation. It comes from above only after the person already has the Yira in its fullest measure. In other words, it has to come after the person has already experienced Yira and has fulfilled Torah and Mitzvahs out of Yira. And without that fear, without the introduction, without the preparation of the fear, you can't have this higher level of love, Ava Rabba. The level of Ava Seilam is number one. It doesn't come from itself. It comes from contemplation of God's greatness. How does that happen? It's through the contemplation of the fact that the world is wonderful and contains all sorts of pleasure, and that God is higher than the world and truer than the world. So he is the source of all pleasure, the ultimate goodness, the ultimate pleasure. That produces a love for God that removes all other loves, all other attractions, so that the Ava that the person has is released from all other involvement and is free to love God. Now, the third thing is that this love, Ava Soilam, unlike the first love, doesn't necessarily have to come after fear. It can sometimes come before the fear. And that's what we're up to in today's Shia for the 27th of Nisan, Chav Zayin Nisan. It's on page 647 in Perek Mem Gimel. V'hine b'chinas ahava zu. Now this category of love, Ahavas Olam, and it's called Ahavas Olam because the love is intensified and the pleasure is intensified by recognizing or through the recognition of the pleasure of the world. Whatever pleasure there is in the world, and the greater the pleasure is, the more he appreciates the pleasure of the world. Doesn't mean physical pleasures, but human pleasure. Says the more he appreciates the human pleasure, and then considers the fact that God is the source of all pleasures, and it is even higher pleasure, that makes his love for God stronger. So since in order to love God, he has to relate to some love that is close to him, so he experiences the love of God through his appreciation of human love. And so that's called Avas Olam, since the love for God is based on his appreciation of love in the world, on the human condition. So this love is Pa'amim Shekedemes Liyira. It sometimes comes before the fear, before the Torah and mitzvahs that are a necessary preparation for the higher level of love. Kefi, and it depends on Bechinas Hadas HaMelida. It depends on the das that produces and gives birth to the emotions. Kenoidas is known, we learn in Perek Gimel, in the beginning of Tanya, Shahadas Kelo Chasodim Ugvureis, that das, although it's a mental faculty, an intellectual faculty, but it already contains within itself both kindness and severity. Attraction and withdrawal. Shehem Ahava V'Yira. When that gets translated into emotion, Chasadim is Ahava, and Gvura is fear, is Yira. Upa'amim Sheha Chasadim Kedmin Leiredul Hizgalis. So although fear is closer to the external world, is closer to expression than love, it is easier to fear than to love, because fear is a lower emotion, closer to action, closer to expression. Yet at times, the higher emotion, the ahava, expresses itself before the fear. It skips the step. The lochin efshe l'rosho balavedes, and that's why it's possible for a person who is sinful and wicked, sheyase tshuva mi'ava hanilga belibe bezichrei es Hashem alikov. He can do tshuva out of love, love that is born in his heart when he remembers his God. In other words, he's a Rasha. He has no fear of heaven. He doesn't do Torah and mitzvahs until he experiences a love for God, and then he does tshuva out of love. So he skipped the step of fear. When we call mocking, but even in such a case, Hayira gamken klula bo mimeu. In the love that he's experiencing, there exists an element of fear as well that comes with it. Only it's a lower level fear, and even the lower level fear is concealed. It's in the background in the person's experience. Dahainu yiras chet limited bei chas v'shalom, which means the lower level fear, the fear of rebelling against God. It's not a fear of shame. So it's a lower level fear, and also it is concealed because v'ha'ahava hi b'hizgalus libei umeche, because what he's feeling consciously, what is revealed in his mind and heart, is the love for God. So at the time that he's experiencing this love, he's experiencing fear as well. But there doesn't need to be a preparatory fear. The fear doesn't have to exist before he can have the love. He has the love without the fear, without fear coming first. But in the love itself, there's also an element of fear. But this, that love should come without fear preceding it, is an unusual event. It happens only on occasion. And it happens from above by divine providence for an emergency, for a need at the time that allows it to happen. But as the Rebbe will soon say, ordinarily, on a regular basis, the fear has to precede the love. Kemai said that Rabbi Elazar ben Dedaya, as we find an example of a special event, a special occasion, where the love skipped the fear and occurred without fear preparing the way. And that was in the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dedaya, who was sinful all his life, and towards the end of his life, he did tshuva out of love. In fact, he died in his tshuva. So the emergency was an unusual event or unusual requirement, because it says in the Likutei Torah of the Arizal writes that the Rebbe Elazar ben Dedaya was a Gilgul of Yechanan the Kayin Gadol. There was a Yechanan Kayin Gadol who was a Kayin Gadol for 80 years, and then became a tzaddiki. So the neshama came back, and the neshama of Yechanan Kayin Gadol came back in the person of Rebbe Elazar ben Dedaya, and his tikkun was, he corrected and elevated that which the Kayin Gadol ruined by living the opposite life. All his life he was a sinner, and only towards the end of his life he became a Baal Tshuva and served God out of love. The reverse of Yechanan Kayin Gadol, who for 80 years of his life was a Kayin Gadol. the holiest of the holy. And only at the end of his life did he mess up. So this Avas Olam that Rabbi Eliezer ben Dodai experienced enabled him to do tshuva without first having fear. Fear, the Alter Rebbe is using the term fear as a description of Torah and mitzvahs performed out of fear. It's not that he didn't experience a fear of God. We wouldn't know if Rabbi Eliezer ben Dodai first felt fear and then love. But the fear we're talking about here is not merely an emotion. We're talking about Torah and mitzvahs performed out of fear. That's what is necessary. That's what is the invaluable preparation to the higher level love, to the Ahava Rabba, where you can't have that love without first having the light of Torah and mitzvahs performed out of fear. But it's the Torah and mitzvahs that is the preparation, not an emotion, a feeling of fear. So by Rabbi Eliezer ben Dodaya, there was no Torah and mitzvahs before he did his tshuva, and the tshuva came out of Ahava, out of love for God. So we see that on occasion, you can have Ahavas Olam, the lower level love, without first having the Torah and mitzvahs performed out of fear. The Rebbe, Zal Gesundheit, the Rebbe Shlita points out that in Ahavas Olam, since the love for God comes from a recognition and an appreciation of worldly love, of worldly pleasure, only the pleasure in God is greater, and the love for God is greater even than the love of the world. Therefore, it can't be that in this love a person should die, that he should expire in this love, because he's still attached and he still appreciates the worldly love. So he's still in touch with world, with life, and that will not permit him to expire. Whereas on the higher level love, because it is completely independent of any worldly experience, it is possible to have kleis hanefesh, that the soul expires and leaves the body. Here we're saying that Rabbi Eliezer ben Dodaya had the lower level love, and that's why it was able to come about without first having Torah and mitzvahs out of fear. But if it was the lower level love, then why did he die? How could he expire on this lower level of love? So the Rebbe points out that he expired from tshuva, not from love. It was the tshuva that was so intense. And in him, there was a combination of love that produced tshuva. So the expiring was from the intensity of his tshuva. But the tshuva came about from the love. So this is all on a special occasion and from above. Aval seide ha'aveda ha'kvua, but the normal, the ordinary, aveda utfluya bebechinas ha'adam, that which depends on the person's choice, it doesn't come from above, b'hashgacha pratis, but is the person's choice on how he's going to serve God. If he wants to have the love, tzarech l'hagdim tchila, kiyam ha'teiru v'ha'mitzveis, al yedei yira tata. In order to have even the lower level of love, Ahavas Olam, you have to first have the fulfillment and the performance of Torah and mitzvahs out of fear. Bebechinas katnas al koponim, at least with the lower level of love. Ubisur mirah v'asei tev, that produces the actual doing, the refraining from sin and the performing of the mitzvah. And this is necessary. Lahoyin nafsheho alikiz be'er ha-teiru mitzvaseha, in order to illuminate the neshama with the light of Torah and mitzvahs, which is the revelation of godliness in this world. Then when God is more revealed in the world, then it is easier to come to love God. Ki v'ahava v'ahavta, and we find that the word v'ahavta is bigamatria beis pa'amim eir. Ki yadu liyedichein, as explained in Kabbalah, that in order to come to the level of Ahava, you have to have a double light. Ahava itself is a light, but before you can have the light of love, you first have to have the light of Torah and mitzvahs. So those who study Kabbalah, interestingly, those who study Kabbalah know that you can't have love of God without first fulfilling Torah and mitzvahs. in the Hayem Yom for the 27th of Nisan, the Rebbe writes that there are those things, dvarim hamutarim, there are those things that are permissible. They're not sinful, and they're also not mitzvahs. They're neutral, they're permissible. Im eisa eisam lahana osay, but if he does it for his own pleasure, he is seeking the pleasure in them, then heimra gomur, then they become absolute evil. As the Alter Rebbe writes, in Tanya Perek Zayin, Lefid, Kadish Atzmucha b'mutar loch, because there's a commandment that we have to sanctify ourselves with what is permissible. So by indulging in what is permissible, we're violating that mitzvah, so it becomes an absolute evil. Tzarech lahachnis kedusha b'dvarim hamutarim. We need to bring holiness into those things that are permissible. Sheyih yebohem tachlis shel Torah mitzvos yiras shamayim umidas teves. That in performing or in indulging in those things that are permissible, there has to be a higher purpose. And the higher purpose, it can be one of a number of things. Either the purpose is Torah and mitzvahs, that it in some way, this permissible activity contributes to Torah and mitzvahs, or to Yiras Shamayim, or it contributes to one's appreciation of the greatness of God, which produces fear of God, or Midas Teves, the activity in these permissible, neutral activities, produces an improvement of character traits.